AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House says it's not a violation of President Trump's ceasefire, but Iran fired on three ships in the Strait of Hormuz today, seizing two of them.
These were not U.S. ships. These were not Israeli ships. These were two international vessels.
And Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president has not set a deadline for Iran to submit its proposal for ending the war.
Ultimately, the timeline will be dictated by the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States.
Oil prices climbed again. Brent crude up 3.5%, settling just below $102 per barrel. A chemical leak at a silver recovery business in West Virginia killed two people and sent about 30 others to hospitals, including seven ambulance workers who responded. Governor Patrick Morrissey.
Based upon all the information that we have available right now, we don't believe there have been compromises to the air quality or to the water supply, that's been unaffected by this.
Wildfires are burning across the southeast, some of the biggest along Georgia's coast, where nearly 50 homes have been destroyed, and around Jacksonville, Florida. And Nicole Winfield reports on Pope Leo's final stop in his four-nation African tour.
I'm standing here in the prison of Bata, Equatorial Guinea. Pope Leo has come here to give a message of hope to the inmates. He told them that they are not alone and God loves them. But he also had a message for authorities. He told them that incarceration is not just about punishment, it's about rehabilitation, and that regardless, every inmate's dignity must be respected. This visit has really cast a spotlight on the country's prison situation, the judiciary, and the human rights abuses that activists have been denouncing for years. That has grown after it came out that the Trump administration has begun deporting third country migrants here, one of several African countries that has been paid millions of dollars to receive these migrants.
This is AP News. What goes into making a great potato chip? Lisa Dwyer takes a look.
There's a surprising amount of science in a bag of potato chips. Researchers have spent decades developing chipping potatoes that can grow in all kinds of climates, avoid diseases and pests, sit in storage for months, and still deliver a satisfying crunch. There are about 50 varieties of potatoes used for chips in the U.S. While Idaho leads the U.S. in potato production, Michigan is the top producer of potatoes for chips. Michigan State University professor David Dalshas and his team have developed five new potato varieties for chips over the last 15 years.
We've been able to develop varieties that really are now store longer, have a higher starch content, have the disease resistance that the farmers need.
Dalshas' work also helps to fight world hunger. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.